This is the order of battle!
Thanks for joining the Order of Battle podcast for another episode. Joel, Jason, and Sometimes A discuss collecting G.I. Joe, other 1/18 scale action figures, and in general, what sparks joy. It's a lot of things, but almost always toys. This is the Order of Battle podcast.
This is a very exciting time for me. This is the first time since I jumped back into collecting Joe a very long time ago that I have the ability to be in the beginning of the comic universe. Now, I understand that, you know, Larry's 301 is, don't know if we talked about it, but like it's a bit confusing if you haven't read any of the IDW 155 through 300.
I don't think we've talked about it in depth, no.
It's still a good book. Like I'm excited to see where it goes, and eventually I'll, you know, work my way backwards. I'm starting in a weird spot, but outside of a Real American Hero continuity, it has been a lot of fun being on the ground floor of the Energon universe. And I've read first two of Void Rivals. I'm a little bit behind. I have not touched the Transformers, even though I have them all, but I have read every single Joe book. Going to go a little bit more in depth on Cobra Commander with Gary, so I'm not going to get too far into that.
I sat with Gary and we talked about one of the Transformers 302 and Duke issue 1. I love Gary. We both listen to him every time an episode comes out and we both talk to him regularly. He's fantastic. He's a big comics guy. I had a great conversation with him. And now you're going to come on and what all are you guys going to talk about?
I think we're just doing Cobra Commander issue 1.
That's a big conversation.
I mean, I'm like I said, I'm not going to get into it because I am saving my thoughts for that episode. But like,
sure.
When I laid out all of the Energon universe and realized that I very stupidly bought two copies of Duke, which is funny because when I went in on Saturday to pick up my stuff, I had forgotten that I got Duke. So I was looking at my books and I like said to the guy, I was like, hey, isn't there supposed to be Duke in here? And he's like, didn't you get a Duke? I was like, no, I don't think so. He's like, okay. And he went and just grabbed me one. And then I got home and I was like, he was right. I did have Duke.
Always trust your comic book guy.
It is very nice for me to have this opportunity. Because I mean, I'm like, I've been spending too much money on Joe's for a very long time. And it was like a weird thing where I didn't want to jump in the middle when it was in the IDW stuff because I was late to the party.
And we never did a great job at staying on our trade reading.
I did a good job of completing the trades,
sure.
Purchase-wise. I've done a very poor job at reading the trades. But I am really impressed with issue 1 of Duke. I really enjoyed.
Yeah, it's great.
I really like that Duke is like not the version of Duke. I'm trying to be a little bit, you know.
Vague, sure.
Vague, just in case, whatever. But I like that this interpretation of Duke is very different from any version of Duke I've ever seen before.
He is. He's very different, and he's a lot of fun.
I actually am really loving the idea of how they're incorporating Transformers. And again, I'm going to keep it mildly vague, but like that issue is awesome, and there's a lot of cool throwbacks to, oh, you know, old school Joe comics.
I think you'll enjoy the Transformers comics when you start reading them. I mean, there's only four out. And I think you'll enjoy it. It's pretty brutal. And the tie-ins with Duke and Cobra Commander and the rest and Void Rivals and everything else, I'm excited for the whole universe. Yeah, I mean, it's not Larry's, but I love an alternate universe. This one's a bit more adult. I would love to see them do something a little more kiddish. But what kids are reading this book right now?
What I really appreciate so far, and I'm very, you know, we're in issue 1 of Duke. There is no question that it is not a part of the Hama universe. It is very different. And I think it's very refreshing. But also, when I went into my shop, I had pre-ordered the ROM Omnibus Volume 1. So there's going to be three issues. It's definitely going to be It's going to be a pricey endeavor, but book one, I have not taken the plastic off yet, but it is a very heavy book. It is big.
I've avoided my shop this week because I don't want to pay that book price before going to Winterfest. So I'll be going next week.
It's funny that you say that because when I walked in, I was just grabbing my floppies, and I had asked the last time I went in, and I just, work has been kind of running my brain into dust right now. So I was just trying to keep, you know, in the back of my head when I would need to bring in more cash to buy this book. So I asked, I was like, hey, I'm sorry, can you just tell me the schedule again? And he's like, well, I'm not supposed to sell it to you now, but you're here. So I have issue one of ROM, and I was like, frick. I should have just kept my big mouth shut. I did not really want to buy that before Winterfest, but really, what difference does it make if I buy it now or the week I get back? It's all the same.
It is. It is all the same.
But I'm excited to kind of have, even though, you know, the ROM issues that I'm about to start reading are not tied to G.I. Joe. They're just a Marvel comic that existed. It wasn't until, you know, semi-recently that we got that crossover, as far as I know. But I'm buying these trades because, you know, canon a few years ago, ROM was in the same universe. So I guess I'm doing my part. I don't know. But I mean, I am excited to read it. I'll you know, all like sarcasm aside, like I have that, or I have those ordered. I have the Micronauts ordered. I think the Micronauts is an awesome concept. You know, I am excited to read these old school sci-fi comics.
And I will also be reading them because of your diligence in reminding the most basic of things to a guy who is in his shop almost weekly anyway. So thank you.
It's been a very funny twist that I have been so heavy in buying books lately because you're the book guy.
You've been on it, man.
You know, all that being said, Winterfest is this week. And I'm shifting my priority level on a figure that I've put off buying for a long time. I'm in a bit of a pickle with it because there was a modern era ROM figure that came in a big box set that was an SDCC exclusive. It was the Revolutions box set, and it had a bunch of characters from all the different crossover universes. And ironically, I had it in a cart several times in the old school Hasbro Toy Shop website. And I didn't buy it because it was the same time the Missile Command Center came out, and that was impossible to get.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, if I can't get them both, I'm not getting either, which is stupid because turns out I don't really care about the Missile Command Center. I've got the figures. I'm not impressed with them. If I ever stumble into a good deal on the cardboard set, I'll probably buy it. That being said, I should have just bought the Revolutions box set because I have more than half of it loose, I think.
And I remember there was a Revolutions box set at my local shop, and I snapped a picture and I was like, hey, were you looking for this? And you're like, it's a great price. You should get it. And I was like, well, I'm strapped for the next 2 weeks. And you were like, me too. 2 weeks later, it was gone. So there's been multiple opportunities that have come and gone. And now we're back on this train, which I think is hilarious. And hopefully you can find the figure loose. But if you have to buy the whole box set, would you just keep the box set, or are you going to piece it out?
That's a great question. Now, here's the problem. Is the Matt Tracker from that set, I probably have five of.
Oh, okay.
The Roadblock, I have at least two. I think I had one partially complete for you, so I might have in my possession right now three. I don't know. The Action Man, I have one or two. Leonidas, I definitely have two. Because I wanted the head, or maybe I only have one. I don't know. But this is my problem, is that, like, what's left? A Transformer, ROM, and little Micronauts figurines?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And now I would not be opposed to having the Micronauts figurines because I have the Eagle Force homage figures, so I could mix them in with those. I don't know that I will ever care that much about the Jetfire just because...
Well... Jetfire was in the first issue of Void Rivals. So now that you're part of the Energon universe, you might as well keep Jetfire.
Well, no, it's not that I'm not interested in having a Jetfire figure. I'm going to sound a little bit like our dear friend Greg, but the scale of Jetfire is way too small.
True.
Insanely too small. Not in my brain, like the Awe Striker and the His Tank, you can fit a 4-inch figure in those, or, you know, an O-ring figure. So to me, they're in scale because the figure fits in the vehicle.
That's fair. So does that mean you're going to have to find the San Diego Comic-Con Jetfire Sky Striker?
Oh, I already have that.
Well, then we're good and in the clear.
But I don't have it in bot mode. It doesn't exist in bot mode that size.
I mean, you don't know. We could look for a masterpiece transformer.
Well,
this is not a game you want to play, bud.
Yeah, I don't want to play it at all. That's what I'm trying to say.
We can find you some transformers, man. I know some folks.
I was going to say, I'm sure there's some third-party company that made a massive Jetfire that doesn't transform that's, you know, $400 or something. But no, I mean, if I can find ROM loose, I'm probably willing to pay more than I would have before, just because if I'm going to buy 3 volumes of ROM, I should at least have the one modern era figure, right?
Right. That's hilarious. I'm curious how ROM lands for you once you crack open and read the first omnibus, if it's going to be fun and you want to continue to the second, or if it's a parachute pull, hell no, and you're out.
I read the first issue because I bought the repress of it.
Okay.
And I thought it was fun. I mean, it would have to be really bad for me to abandon ship at this point after buying that book.
Sure, of course.
And I also think I will complete the books because if 5 years down the line, whatever, if I decide I'm over it, I think I'll always be able to break even because I don't think they exist like this.
They do not.
ROM has a loyal fan base. I mean, if there wasn't enough interest, they wouldn't be pressing these books.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the idea of being able to collect these 3 hardcover books and have the entire run. And like I said, if for whatever reason I decide down the line that I'm over it, not worried about necessarily losing much, you know. I'm not saying I'm going to pay my mortgage with these books, but I'm saying like it's a hardcover omnibus that completes the entire run, you know, it'll always hold its value.
Right. For us, Alexander has a small list of some Joes that we either don't have or that he would like a couple more of, or, you know, whatever. He's holding a small list. For myself, I'm looking for, you know, the parachutes to the 85 and the 87 Action Force Sky Striker. Not likely to find. Let's just be frank. Not likely to find at a show in the U.S. That's going to be a private conversation. You know what I mean? But I'm always looking. And so that will be what I'm looking for. Outside of that, I'm hoping to sell a couple of things. I'm hoping to break bread with you and with Greg and Jaren, with Casey and Matt. Hooded Cover Commander is coming this time. So it's always nice when we get a chance to hang out in person. It's going to be a fun time. I think we have been vacillating back and forth on go up Thursday, go up Friday, go up Thursday, go up Friday. And I think we've settled on 4:35 Friday morning, jumping in the car. So with the time change, we should be there before 9. I think Todd has already sent out the vomitorium invite for everybody to hang out at Mr. Gaddy's buffet style pizza. I'm not interested in the pizza. I'm just interested in the people. So I can't eat that, man. You couldn't eat it last year.
Well, let's rephrase that. I ate it at the summer show.
And paid for it at the summer show.
Yeah, it did not treat me well. So I'm going to say this. I know Greg has stated that he will, basically, there's no shot in hell he's eating Gaddy's. I know you're not going to eat Gaddy's. So I will go and hang out. But like, I have a pretty iron stomach. I mean, but that place is something else.
It was bad in the 80s. It's bad today.
Those who enjoy it, good on you. Those that can handle it, I'm impressed.
Sure.
You know, it's not overly expensive, which, I mean, if they charged even a penny more, I would have to say we need a lawsuit. So, Todd, you know, I'm not coming at you. I can't wait to hang out. We'll share an ice cold Mr. Pibb Extra somewhere else. I just don't think I can eat Gaddy's and have a good weekend.
You guys will shake hands 45 times. It'll be fine. This month has been nuts. We've only been in school for 1 week, and then we had the snow apocalypse. which I know is cute for what you guys normally get, but it was a lot for here. Thankfully, there was no ice layer, so things were pretty drivable fairly quickly, but A and I hung out for days in the snow and got back into, of course we did, Kill Team Warhammer. So we're back to painting miniatures and he's back to looking at that stuff. Watch some cartoons in the morning, mess with miniatures, go play G.I. Joe, get in the snow, come back to G.I. Joe, mess with miniatures, read. It's been a pretty nice January so far. To capstone it with a show with you and everyone else, I'm excited. Steve and Larry put on a hell of a show. We've had Steve on before. We really should have Steve and Larry on again.
Besides the obvious, like, I'm coming here to hang out. Last year at Winterfest, I came, I left without spending a ton of money. I came home with two things that were like major on my list. This year, I really would like to get one of the, you know, cool custom made 12-inch throwback figures with like one of the adventurers with the beard that one of the guys there. There's a couple guys there that have them where I think they're just custom head to toe repros, whatever they are. I would like to get one of those.
Those are customs. So you have a Matt Squatch or Matt Stevenson, Cotswolds, and you have, and I assume that Cotswolds is probably helping Steve or Larry put it together, but I don't know. They always come up with a little something. So there's always a show thing, but all that stuff is pretty custom. I know Steve Druin has dyed materials and handcrafted things to be molded for previous shows. They go the nines. So wanting to pick up one of their 12-inch customs is a great plan.
I figure, I mean, I'm flying, don't have a ton of space. I honestly, outside of some high-end club figures, I like really should chill out on troopers. And I have been a lot better the last couple of years. I mean, especially like, fingers crossed, construction on my room is probably going to pick back up at the end of February, when the wrestling season ends, my brother will have some more free time. I'm hoping, we've been talking about getting him up here and just really pushing through this next second phase so that, like, hopefully by the beginning of summer, I can be like building my room. And when I say building my room, I mean like putting the displays together, not like, you know, the construction will be done. I feel like it's going to be an insane event when I start unboxing the past 3.5-4 years worth of purchases that kind of have never seen the light of day. So I'm saying this to say that like I really need to focus on buying some weird and one-off unique things. I'm obviously, I have to buy something at a toy show. Let's be honest. I'm going to spend money, you know.
Of course.
It's like I need to start exercising some self-control or let somebody else get the good deal. Because I, you
know, like. If you focus on filling the gaps instead of your 20th trooper, then by default, you're going to spend more per item, but less per show.
I passed 20th trooper a long time ago, my friend. No, but you know, whatever.
It's still true. You're going to spend more per item, but less per show.
At the summer event, I really was struggling and I had picked up one of the custom adventurers like probably a dozen times, but then I ended up buying that Aliens APC and that was more of a high ticket item. So I kind of like, I wish I would have maybe held off on this, but you know, it's neat. I'm happy to have it, but it's kind of one of those impulse purchases where it's like, oh my God, it's in real life. I can open it. I can look at it. I'm just really excited to hang out. The past month, I've been working an hour away from where I live. So my long days are now 2 hours longer and it's looking like I'll probably be in the same town for the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Damn.
Two custom houses back to back. And this area is very, very rich area. So these custom houses are very intricate and like very time consuming.
Are these new custom houses or are these working on remodels inside older custom houses?
So that's a very hard question to answer because...
Okay, well, I was just thinking around, you know, if you run into the rich owner, see if they have Joes in the attic.
Yeah. So I will say this. The town I'm working in is a lake town. Western New York is filled with the Great Lakes, or the Finger Lakes, excuse me. One of these Finger Lakes is a very interesting spot where there are, like, allegedly a large handful of celebrity-owned houses that nobody knows what they are. It's a very beautiful area. We have, like, Western New York has really good air quality, has really good water quality, and this town is a very unique place where it is, you know, if you live out on the lake, you know, you can be 15 minutes from the downtown, and the downtown is like a really nice suburb. Now, don't get me wrong, it's like any other, you know, there's good sides, bad sides, whatever, but it's a very charming place, and it's got a little bit of everything you could ever need, plus that like kind of old-timey feel, like you can still find really nice old diners and restaurants and stuff like that. But there's also weird rules with construction on the lake. So if you owned a cottage, you know, I mean, I'm saying cottage very like sarcastically, because when you hear the word cottage, you think small. These houses are not small, but they have weird rules where you can only build up. So if there's an existing foundation, you can redo that foundation, but you cannot expand.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of these cottages end up being like four full stories because it's just the rules. That's the zoning rules. That's how it works. There's a ceiling in the next house I'm going into that I will probably have roughly 25 man hours into to get it start to finish. Just one ceiling. It's exciting on one hand, you know, and I do enjoy when I walk into a job that's a little bit more challenging and isn't just a track house or a patio home. That being said, I'm on my fourth week of driving in an extra 2 hours a day. That is really, you know, sucks.
Right.
It is what it is, but you got to go where the work is. And I cannot wait for this like couple day getaway. I can kind of just hang out, relax, not worry about getting up at 5 a.m. Except for I have to be at the airport by 5 a.m, I think. So
like every other show we go to, I'm going to pack the Zoom. I'm going to pack 3 mics. And we are going to make threats to Greg and Jaren, to Casey and Matt, to Hooded, to everybody. We could record. Expect the normal we didn't, but I'm bringing them just in case. So the threat is out there. Someone can tackle us down and get us to do it. Or not. Either way, we're going to have a good time.
I'm hoping one of these days we actually do record. I mean, you and I have done in the past. You know, we did some Joe Fest recordings in the past, and it was...
Some of those sound very tired.
Well, I was going to say it was genuinely amazing, because I remember it was the first Joe Fest at the Big Hotel, and I'll never forget. We recorded the first day we were there, and we're like excited, spry, ready to go. And then we, you know, that was the year we did our first interview with After Action Report.
Yeah.
And then we did a show recap, and we are both talking in slow motion.
Even A was slow in that recording, and he is never slow.
That is truly a hilarious, you know, soundbite where it's like we assume we're talking normal and we're both like, so yes, we're on day 5 of going to bed at 3-4 a.m. and getting to the show floor by 8 o'clock. It's been a great show. I'm excited for this year. I'm going to try it. I think I might be a little bit more aggressive about us recording at Winterfest.
Okay. We'll have enough people to record with.
The thing is you're a bit elusive. It'll be one of those things where you're like, yes, I'm headed to the hotel. And then at 3:30 a.m., you're like, shit, man, my bad. I just got back. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm asleep.
Yeah. Yeah, that tracks.
I mean, to kind of tie everything up, we have new issues of the Energon Universe coming out in a couple weeks.
I don't know the release schedule, but I do know that every time something lands, Gary and Greg let us all know, and I'm hitting the shop quick because I am hungry for this stuff. I liked 303 better than I liked 302 for Larry's run. Duke, Cobra Commander, Transformers, and Void Rivals has all landed beautifully for me. So I don't know the schedule release, but I know shit's coming.
So as of right now, there's no other solo titles announced, right? It's just Duke and Cobra Commander.
Right.
It's kind of a bit odd. You would have think there would be a Snake Eyes book.
I'm kind of glad there's not.
Me too.
Not to take anything away from Snake Eyes, but holy crap, he's covered. He's fine. What I think is odd is that there's not a team book announced yet. And I kind of like that because they're letting them cook. If we can bring people in organically instead of just firing off everything at once, you know, maybe that can help. But I like Cobra Commander, number one. It was not what I was expecting at all. And I can't wait to hear you and Gary break it down so you don't have to have any response to that. I loved Duke number one.
I loved how they ended Duke number one.
Yeah.
With one exception. I just wish it wasn't the classified design.
It works. You know, it works.
The way Duke is drawn and portrayed in this book, he has kind of a combination of a few different versions with some new stuff. And hopefully when they bring in the two Joes that are alluded at the end, or they're not alluded. Hopefully when they bring in the two Joes that are announced at the end of Duke 1, I hope that they have a slightly different look. I'm hoping that these classified designs are like a flashback, like kind of like they showed Duke prior to the events of Duke 1.
I think we're going to see them in their full classified regalia.
It's just rock and roll for me. We don't need to kick up that dust again, but God dang, I freaking hate that figure.
I know. The Transformer stuff is really good. I hope you get a chance to read it. And I know that in the coming months, as winter thaws and spring begins and in our lead in to Joe Fest, I have a couple shows to go to, and we have plenty of material to talk about between Kickstarters and authors and the announcement of toys shipping. We're going to have a lot to talk about between now and Joe Fest, and hopefully we can get a few friends on and we can nerd out with them and talk about their things and just kick into 2024 and our fifth year. I don't know how long we've been doing a podcast, but kick into that in full ass steam. Technically, this would be our anniversary episode.
Hey, happy anniversary, pal.
Sure. You and I have never been the most romantic of people with each other. So that's why we can't even remember which year it is. But we've been doing this for a couple years. And walking into February and March always excites me because that's when things start to ramp up before Joe Fest. And we start to see the Kickstarters and the announcements, and our friends are all writing books and building toys and doing things. And if we just get a chance to sit around and BS with them for a little bit, then I'm just happy. And we get to start that with Winterfest every year.
Let's end it here. Thanks again for spending time with us discussing toys and other geeky things. Our logo was made by Rhino. The music we use was created by Self Help. You can find Joel on Instagram at Order of Battle Pod. Jason is on Twitter at Order of Battle PD. Our email is orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and thank you for your likes, comments, outreaches, and just being here with us.
This has been the Order of Battle.